What's up, guys? You're listening to Live at 27. I'm your host, Katie G. Totally shaved my legs yesterday for no reason, so kind of feeling whatever. It's freeing, you know? I feel good.
Dude, I shaved everything from the neck down today.
Oh, my God. Allie, do you want to say hi, by the way, before you just start talking about your shaving habits?
Hi.
I did take my bra out of my purse, though.
Your bra out of your purse?
Have you never purse brought it?
No, I don't purse.
What? Like when you're like
purse bra.
All right, so it's when you've. Is my mom even listening? We got into a fight earlier today, so.
Oh.
Mom, I hope you're listening.
Mom, we love you.
Love you. So anyways.
What's a purse bra?
Okay, a purse bra is when you you take off your bra before you go to bed. And you stay at a house that is not yours.
Oh, okay.
And now you've awoken. And, like, I snoozed my alarm, like, 3 times this morning. And I, like, come on. Like, this dude doesn't even have to, like, wake up. So I was like, ugh. Like, just get out of bed. So I, like, beeline it out of there. And I just grabbed my bra and just shoved it in my purse. And then you go home. And then sometimes you don't remember that the bra
is still in your purse,
and you go to work.
Man. You took it to work with you?
I've done that before. I'm telling you, this time I didn't. Oh. This time I did great.
That's good.
And I took it out of my purse. So
did you wear a bra to work then?
No. Nope. No, I didn't. But whatever, because I wore a bra like 3 days in a row.
That's impressive.
Yeah. So, I'm not... This outfit doesn't need it. Also, we're on the radio. We could be in pajamas for all you know, okay? But unfortunately, that's not what's going on. Instead, I look fresh to death right now. I got my jean jacket.
Fresh to death.
I got some, like, really good makeup on.
For real, that shirt's really cute, though. I remember you wore that on Christmas when we went over to your dad's. I have a really awesome video of it, actually.
Yeah. That was Thanksgiving.
Oh, no. Whatever. I think it was Christmas.
Holidays are...
Oh, no, you're right. It was Thanksgiving.
Holidays are holidays.
Holidays are overrated.
Yeah. We don't talk about holidays on this show, okay?
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't know. I guess my mom didn't text me, so maybe she's not listening. Well, shout out to anyone who is listening.
We love you.
Thank you for joining us. It's Allie and I. We're gonna hang out. Not really gonna. I'm pretty hungover still. It's like 8 o'clock at night.
What'd you do last night?
So watch the Super Bowl. Woo!
Ooh, we're go not Patriots.
I didn't want anyone to know I was a Patriots fan because I want people to actually listen to my show.
Okay, well, I'm a Packers fan, so they really aren't going to listen to your show after they find that out.
All of a sudden, everything's off.
Allie is never allowed on the show anymore.
She's done. It's over. Well, yeah, so I watched the Super Bowl and had some drinks there and then went to the sports bar and played ping pong.
They have ping pong at the sports bar.
Oh my gosh. It's like my new favorite thing. I've never played before. And either I was really good or the person I was playing with was just too drunk. But
oh, probably both.
It was like one of those things. I think the only reason why I was so good is because I was trying so hard to concentrate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So I don't look like a complete fool. And also it's like already kind of hard to like, you know, stand. Yeah. Jameson's my drink of choice, and it treats me well, but some days, not the next day. So, and then, just went and watched TV, and went to bed.
Just hung out the rest of the night?
Yeah, like yeah. I said, like, I don't know. I guess I don't know what I was super expecting, you know? Maybe it was just time to shave my legs anyways.
I feel like the Super Bowl kind of gets overhyped every now and then anyway.
Really? That's why I shaved my legs? Was for the Super Bowl, Allie?
Okay, maybe the person you're watching the Super Bowl with?
You know, I don't even think I had to deal with the person that I was, like, watching the Super Bowl with. I think it was just one of those, like, I don't know, man, you don't know what's going to happen today, you know? But, like, I felt like maybe I should just be prepared for anything that does happen.
See, I shave my legs because I know what's going to happen tomorrow.
I shave my legs for the hope. It's like I jinx myself. And, you know, sometimes you don't shave for a long time, you know, because we're single. Mm-hmm. We're fine with it. Mm-hmm. And then so you do go shave, and then after a while, and it takes a long time. Some, you know,
it's if like you're doing acrobatics in the shower, yeah, too.
And it takes a long time, and like, I don't know, halfway through, you're kind of just like, you look at it, and you're just kind of like, can I get away with this? Can I? It's like halfway done, and you're just like, this. I could just say it's like a Picasso design, right? I could just say, like, if you squint your eyes and you like turn to the left, you see like a flamingo. What? I have yet to do that, but that's kind of.
Well, then there's the guys that you really like, and you make sure you take the extra hot minute to, like, get everything shaved. And then there's the guys you don't really care about, and you're just like, halfway is not that bad.
You're like, whatever. It's Picasso. It's Picasso. But, yeah, I did get asked out on a date this week. Hey. And I did find out that, like, the dude that I'm crushing on hard, who is not into me at all. I've officially, yes, he's not into me. He's just not that into me. And it's totally fine. But now I have to, you know, move on from it. So I got asked out on a date this week.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to accept said proposal because, you know, I think I'm good on being single.
I feel like sometimes, like, even going on a date with somebody, like, even if you know it's not going to go anywhere, sometimes it's just a good self-esteem boost. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well,
let yourself do it.
Yeah, until, you know, the catchphrase of the week, by the way, is garbage. That's been my week, is garbage.
Garbage.
So it's like, I wouldn't be surprised if it, like, follows this week. And, anyways, I just got word that it keeps cutting out for my Colorado friend.
Oh. Yeah. Colorado friend, we are sorry.
Colorado friend. So anyways, yeah. It can be good for your self-esteem, but at the same time, like, what if, I don't know, you go on the date, and the date is garbage. And if the date's garbage, then you leave the date, and you just think, that's it.
Yeah, and to be fair, we already talked about all the anxieties of first dates, so I feel like sometimes if you just go into it, like, knowing it ain't gonna go anywhere, it's a better state of mind.
Right, it's like you already know, like, everything that we're going through, and then I go, and it's garbage.
Garbage.
Just garbage. So now you leave there, and you're just like, I'm garbage. I'm garbage, and he's garbage, and we should probably just be garbage people. We should just be garbage people and have garbage babies and live in a garbage house, because that's all I'm worth right now is garbage.
Who's the guy from Sesame Street that lives in the garbage can?
Is it Grover?
I don't know.
Oscar?
The Grouch. Yeah.
The Grouch?
Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar the...
Does he live in the garbage can? I think so.
I think Oscar... I don't know. Can someone let me know? Because now I don't know what's going on.
Hit us up on the Live at 27 Facebook page. Let us know. Because I think it's Oscar the Grouch, but at the same time...
That's what I'm saying.
Kind of drawing a blank.
But yeah, so... Regardless, everything's garbage. And so sometimes going on a date isn't always for the best because you leave there feeling like garbage. And so now I went on my date. My date was garbage and I'm garbage and we're going to have the garbage babies live in the garbage house and have a garbage life. And I should have probably just stayed home. But I found a way to avoid this. Okay?
How?
Check it. Oh, yep. Carly just messaged. She said Oscar the Grouch is the one who lives.
Yeah, thank you, Carly.
Who lives in the garbage can. The garbage. Okay, so I'm like, whatever. Bobby and I were talking last week, and we came up with a really great idea to avoid the garbage dates, okay? And yeah, like, I'm going to say garbage a lot, okay? I don't know. I'm feeling it right now. Whatever. Like I said, I'm hungover.
The Patriots did just win. You can talk in that accent.
I can talk in the air.
The Boston accent.
Now I lost it. I'm not very good at accents.
The car keys. The garbage.
Hop in the car. Get the garbage. But that's all I got. All right, so your way to avoid garbage dates. We are going to start asking for resumes.
Hey, I like that.
Dating resumes. Now check it. It's just like applying for a job. You got to tell me your skills. When you're applying, what's the first part called? I can't think right now. It's like a description of yourself and what you're hoping to get out of this job, and you almost like talk about like your 5-year plan. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, if you hired me for this position, then in 5 years I can make this company great or something. Whatever. Yep. So basically, right away you got to give me your selling points, okay? And then what else is on a resume?
Your past.
Your job history.
Your job history.
So check it. I want all your garbage history. And I want dates.
References.
I want the dates of when you started dating your last girlfriend and the girlfriend before and girlfriend before. And I, in like, for job history, what? It's like the past 3 years or something?
So, or the past three jobs, past three positions.
So I want your past three girlfriends. Okay? And what do they ask you sometimes? Why did you leave this job? You tell me.
Why'd y'all break up?
Why'd y'all break up? Now, yes, references. Mm-hmm. And when you apply for a job, you don't want references like your family. You don't want that. Like, they want like
Two professional references and like one personal reference.
So I need two girlfriend references. You hear that? I need your past two girlfriends. You better.
And then, like, your closest bro or something.
I don't want the bro. I can imagine calling the bro right now.
Like, you want,
hey, so what's up?
His sister?
So what's up with John, you know? So I'm calling in regards to a reference. John put you down as a reference. What can you tell me about him? Yo, man, he's so good. He's just like, he's
the best dude.
He's like really good at like buying you at least a beer at the bar. And like when he takes you on a date, you know, he'll like shower before and stuff. Like, no, I don't want a bro reference. I don't want a sister reference. I don't know. To be honest, I think all your references are probably going to be garbage. But if I do get a resume on, you know, the person I'm going to go on a date with, then at least I can like look that over and kind of decide for myself. And another great thing about resumes is you get that gap of relationships, right? So it's like, oh, I can see here from June 2012 to October of 2015, you were single. Why don't you tell me about that time? Unless you're going to sit here and tell me that you took that time to like find yourself and
reflect on your past.
Reflect and find you and your passions. And if so, how long are we going to spend talking about that? Because like, I don't really care what you did to find yourself. And let's just talk about, like, I just want to know, were you hooking up with a bunch of people or not during this time? I'm just trying to get an idea.
Is part of the application going to be like a history on past partners? Like,
yeah, I just, you know, and it's, well, no, because I don't really need to know. The past is the past.
I know, but you want to make sure that he doesn't.
Yeah, but like, yeah, true. Okay, so we also need a note from your doctor. attach the resume.
Clean bill of health. Clean bill of health.
I don't really think I'm asking for too much. No, you know what I mean? So this guy who asked me on a date this week, I'm going to ask him for a resume. And we'll kind of just see like
where it goes.
Yeah, you know, call on some references and we'll see how long it takes to get that
right
clean bill of health.
You're going to have to call on your sister CIA squad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, psh, Ben. Everyone already knows. So people say you shouldn't, like, meet people on Tinder and you shouldn't meet people at the bars. And people are like, you should go out and meet them, like, at a grocery store. You know, or at a bookstore. That's what people are telling me. If you want, I don't know why this is the voice, okay? But this is the voice I'm using. If you want a real relationship, you have to meet someone like organically, like in the organic section of the grocery store. Radio. You're listening to radio. I'm just practicing my radio voice. All right, So I thought about it, and like whenever I go to the grocery store, I don't go to bookstores. Whenever I go to the grocery store, like the gas station or anything like that, like these places that I'm supposed to meet, you know,
potential suitors.
The potential suitors. Why'd I have to be so creepy? I don't know. It's just not exciting anymore. Now everything's like a horror story, you know.
a horror story or a big old joke.
Yeah, like potential suitors. Bum, bum, bum. Oh, God. So, I don't look very, like, good.
Never.
I don't look as good as I do when I go out to the bars. You know what I mean? When I go out to the bars, I'm like, pop, 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 pop. You guys couldn't see what I did, but I did, like, a hip thing just now. I was like, pop, pop.
You remind me of Shakira, like, poo, poo, pop, pow.
So, I'm just Shakiring all over this studio right now. I'm just
for like, real, though, I agree. Like, the guy that works at the gas station closest to my house, he sees me at my worst.
Misconnections.
For real.
If you're listening.
For real.
Misconnections.
I go in there looking like garbage. Never wear makeup. Never fix my hair. Garbage. Could care less.
All right, so that's the thing, okay? So check it. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to get ready. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get ready. I'm going to put on my makeup. I'm going to put on, like, a decent outfit. I'm not going to wear, like, a dress and heels to go to the grocery store, but I'm going to, you know.
You don't wear that every time. That's what I wear to the grocery store.
The dresses and the heels.
My 6-inch heels. I'm just kidding.
The stilettos.
Radio.
Dude, it's getting good. It's getting good. But of course, I would have such like a dude voice. Gosh, like I just can't even right now. Okay. So, anyways, so I did decide to do this. So I did get cute-ish, you know, not over the top, but I got cute, and I went to Cashwise, and I also need to go to like the Little Dukes part too. So I like went to Cashwise. And as I was in the Little Deuce part, right, like to just buy like the last of the stuff, and I was checking out there, and I saw this like really, really, really attractive man. Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum.
Attractive man.
What am I doing?
Attractive man. Okay. In Cashwise on 13th. That one's kind of like an interesting neighborhood.
Yeah. Exactly.
Didn't they just find the girl, that woman in the car?
I don't know. Gosh, come on, dude.
Sorry.
All right, whatever. This is a true story, okay? So I found the love of my life, okay? The love of my life.
For the 12th time.
For the 12th time this week, and it's only Monday. And I was like, oh my God, there he is. And I look cute. So he's paying for gas, mm-hmm. And then he walks away. Because duh. So I found a flaw. How am I supposed to talk to him?
I feel like sometimes, well, maybe at a gas station it's not so much ideal to find the love of your life. But
the love of my life.
Radio. But at a place like a grocery store or something, if you're like cruising down the aisle and you see a potential like little cutie or something walking down the aisle, you can just be like, hey, do you know where the peanut butter is? I don't know.
No.
No.
No, it's not.
I don't meet guys at grocery stores.
It's cool. No, check it. I found the solution.
Oh, did Bobby help you?
No. I used my brain, okay? I used my girl brain, my overactive girl brain, and I found out a way to, oh, yeah, I have a camera there.
You used your girl brain.
Hey, what's up? Okay. So I use my girl, right? I'm all over the place. I use my girl brain, and I decide that, okay, found love of my life at the gas station. I don't really know how to talk to him. This is not the proper time to be talking to him. So what do?
I hop in my car.
Katie, where's this going?
You hop in the car, okay?
In the car.
And then you just follow him.
Oh my gosh, I knew you were going to say that.
You just follow the dude, okay? So you just follow the dude.
How far did he follow him?
Okay, obviously this part is not real, you guys. I'm saying this is what I'm probably going to do next time until someone tells me something different. Because that guy was the love of my life. All right, so next time I see the love of my life, I'm just hopping in my car and I'm going to follow him. Yeah. Right? Because y'all are ones to tell me that I can't be, like, hitting on dudes at the bar. I'm not even going to talk about that. That was a bad time this weekend. Anyways, and then I can't be meeting dudes off the Tinder. And so I don't really know what else to do. You're all telling me I got a dude at the grocery store or the gas station or the bookstore. And so I'm going to hop in my car and I'm going to just follow him. And I'm going to just follow him until, he stops at a convenient place. Like, let's hope he stops at, like, Applebee's, right? Let's hope that maybe he stops at a bookstore. But if he happens to just be going home and I just happen to pull up into the driveway as well, that's a pretty convenient time to stop because obviously you're not busy.
I'm home.
Obviously you're not busy, right? Right? What's up? What's up with it, though?
So, do you remember when we were, like, super young, though, like, when we first got our license, like, 16, 17 years old, and, like, the way you flirted back then was, like, you'd pull up alongside him, and you'd, like, kind of, like, give him the eyes, mm-hmm. and, like, you'd rev your engine, and then, like, that was flirting back then, like, that, like, I don't remember meeting guys that way anymore, that's for damn sure.
Yeah, and you know what else, though? You, like, we're from a small town, so we didn't even have, like, two-way streets. So when you were actually pulling up to someone, you were taking up the whole road. You made it very apparent.
So it's clear I was doing it wrong. Hey. And you didn't tell me until, what, 10 years later?
10 years later. You're blocking the road, Allie. You're blocking the road. So, anyways.
We come from a town with not even a single stoplight, by the way.
Yeah. So just stop signs and really you can just run those.
Pretty much.
It's fine. So, yeah, so that's basically what I'm trying to figure out is just how to segue, I guess, when I meet a hot dude in a gas station or grocery store, whatever the case may be. So Allie let us know that she is prepped and primed and ready to go. So, Allie, why don't you go ahead and tell us about your upcoming adventures? Thank you.
Well, I'm going on a date tomorrow.
Bum, bum, bum.
I'm going out with this guy that, I don't know, I've been digging on him for a while, probably like 5 months, 4 months or so.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, no, I'm dead serious. And
that was very scary.
It was kind of like he works for my old boss. So we basically just kind of out of respect, we didn't want to like have any bad blood if something were to happen, so both of us just kind of were like, nah, like not gonna do it. Well, long story short, I obviously don't work there anymore. So Saturday I actually was a guest judge for the Bergseth Chili Cook-Off at Legends Bar and Grill in South Moorhead, and he just so happened to be there. And after I got done with the chili cook-off and everything, he kept coming up and talking to me, kind of flirting with me a little bit throughout the day and stuff. And so after the chili cook-off got done, he was just sitting up at the bar by himself. So I was just like, well, might as well just go sit by him. I don't know.
Oh.
And I went over there and we just immediately hit it off. Obviously, we have good conversation every time we talk. But I don't know. I don't feel like everybody wants to hear about this. But basically, it ended up with me getting a date tomorrow night.
Where are you guys going to go?
Honestly, I don't even think we're just going to watch a movie or something, be lame. I'm not a big drinker right now, and I don't think he really is either. And plus, he's a single dad. His son will actually, like, be with his mom that date, but...
Okay.
He actually has primary custody of him. It's kind of cute.
That is, you know, single dads doing things. Shout out to all of you. We appreciate you.
For real. Single dads. Like, I feel like all of you need to hear this. Like,
so hot.
I agree. Yes, 100%. Like, a man who shows that much dedication to his children mm-hmm. when, like, steps up to the plate when the mom maybe doesn't. I think that's definitely attractive.
Yeah.
More attractive than most guys think, I think. I think.
Maybe y'all know already. All you single dads out there, we're coming for you.
Yeah.
What? No, it's fine. I got told earlier that, like, I'm in the... It's winter time, so I need to chill out on thinking I'm going to get a boyfriend because it's Netflix and chill season, but it's a little more Netflix than it is chill because it's so cold out.
That's why he invited me over to his place.
To either Netflix or chill. Bum, bum, bum.
So, quick question. Who was your first celebrity crush?
Ooh, Jared Leto. Hands down.
What?
Hands down. As soon as 30 Seconds to Mars, like, I distinctly remember, like, 2005, it was the year that my sister graduated. I just, like, fell in love with Jared Leto.
Whew! He's so pretty.
Oh, our celebrity crushes are really different. My celebrity crush was my first lesbian crush.
Whoa, who was it?
The Hansons. Allie died. No. True story. True story. Okay, so I was like 6 and went up to my mom and I was like, Mom, I'm a lesbian. And she was like,
what?
And I was like, Mom, I'm a lesbian. She's like, okay, you know, that's cool, but like why do you think you're a lesbian? Or how do you know?
You were 6?
Yeah.
Okay, but go on.
Yeah. and I was like, I'm a lesbian. She's like, oh, how do you know you're lesbian? I was like, because I have a crush on the Hansons. I think the Hansons are hot. And I was like, kind of sad. Do you know? I was really confused. And then my mom goes, Katie, the Hansons are boys.
Did you, like, not know their first names? Or
no, it was just the Hansons, and they all had long hair, and I was really confused.
Okay,
and,
okay.
You know, you don't know about any of that.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm just saying, though, like, maybe, like, a year ago, they came out with that acoustic version of Mbop, and it just went viral, and I was like, ooh, and now I remember why so many people liked you. Mm-hmm. They got pretty.
Yeah, I just thought about the Hansons quick, and just need to ask you about that. But anyways, back to your date. So I decided also with this potential date that I have, we should probably go somewhere because my hair is very long. It like goes down to my bottom.
We're on the radio.
Booty rocking everywhere.
We're on the radio.
What is that? That's
radio.
Whatever. So anyway, so then I just decided that we probably should go somewhere. Like, we probably shouldn't go to his place because my hair is very long. And with really long hair, you shed, like, a lot. Mm. And so if you're trying to just have a one-night stand with me, like, not going to happen.
You're
going to
remember me for the next 3 weeks.
There'll be reminders of me in your pillows. You might find them in awkward places on your body.
In the t-shirt you let me borrow to sleep in.
Dude, ain't no one borrowing me a t-shirt.
What?
Yeah, I'm serious. Gosh.
Okay,
yeah.
Most of the time I don't even like ask for a t-shirt. I'm just like, what drawer is your t-shirts in?
Yeah, right? Like, come on. Be nice to us. But yeah, so you're going to get reminders of me for the next 3 weeks. Also, you will not be able to bring another female over for probably like the next 3 weeks.
Ooh, that'd be awkward.
Because they will find my hair, okay? And at the moment, I'm blonde, but I'm not blonde, okay? I'm just in between colors right now. So basically, you have to be really, really sure about me if you're inviting me over to your place, okay? Right. And I'm telling you right now,
it's a commitment.
I am weird. I'm kind of dude-ish. I'm pretty obnoxious, if you haven't heard already.
Radio. Radio. Radio.
So, yeah, you definitely have to be sure that you want me to come over. Because it's a 3-week commitment. You will remember that terrible night with me. Because I don't know what I'm doing. You know what I mean? I don't know what's going on.
That's what they meant the interweb for.
Do whatever. So, like, you can't even, like, watch porn anymore, okay? Because you don't want to watch porn on your computer. And I'm, like, watching porn on my phone. And then, like, my mom starts calling me.
Mood killer.
And I'm like,
Mom.
And I'm like, okay, well, if I continue, it's weird. But I took so much time and effort to find what I wanted to watch. And then you just, I...
No, I know.
Then you also can't answer, because that's weird. Yeah. So then I just go into this, like, shameful cycle for a bit. You know what I mean? And so it's, like, the next 20 minutes of, I ignored the call, I turned off the porn, I just, like, set my phone aside, and I just, 20 minutes for me to work up the courage to call my mom back just to find out that she just wanted to talk to me about this new t-shirt she found at TJ Maxx. I'm like, yeah, that was so important. And, like, I even, like, put it on Do Not Disturb, and that doesn't work. So, yeah. what is going on? Man. But, you know, and also, I have to make sure that it's worth me to go on a date with, like, for, because I'm the meanest to myself when I'm getting ready.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, okay, for instance, the very first time I ever filled in my eyebrows was really traumatic for me because I found out one of them is higher than the other.
Yeah, they're sisters, not twins.
And you don't really notice that until they're full. And I just, like, stood there and stared, and it was... I seriously got so upset. And now y'all know my dark secret. One of my eyebrows is higher than the other. And then I'm trying to do, like, the wing eyeliner.
Oh, I ain't good at that.
Yeah, and so I sit here, and I, like, try and do a wing... And it doesn't work. And we're on the radio, so, you know, I'm censoring myself. But it's pretty much like I'm just sitting here and I'm like...
Curse word after curse word after curse
like,
word.
I'm like, you suck. Katie, you'll never amount to anything. You can't even do a wing. You are terrible. You're garbage.
You're garbage.
And all you deserve is garbage. Right?
That's so probably why you're going on this date, though, right? To go on the garbage date.
Want a garbage man. So then I get it. Okay, so I get the wing perfect on my left eye. And then I talk myself up. And I'm like, you are a queen, Katie. You are beautiful and you are majestic and you can accomplish everything and anything. And
I should wear my crown tonight.
Yes, right? I'm like, bring me my jewelry.
Where is my, or what do they call them? Those big red coat or cape looking things that queens and kings used to wear back in the old days.
What? I don't know.
Don't you know?
All right, anyone listening, sidetracked. If you know what the thing that Allie's trying to say is called, let us know.
Let us know. We don't care that much.
20 minutes later, we finally get an answer. It's like, oh, wait, yes. So, yeah, so then I just talk myself up because my left eye looks perfect. And I'm so ready to go on my day now. But I got to do the right eye. Okay, so then I start on the right eye. Remember, I'm pep talking and I'm, you got this. You're beautiful. You're perfect. And then the right eye, I'm like, oh, that looks good. And then I look at both eyes, and they're not even. And then I'm back to, you garbage.
So basically, you know what you could do next time that this happens on one of your dates? You could just, whatever side is better, just make sure you, like, always have that side facing the guy.
100%. I am so weird, you guys. I am so weird. I met this, like, super hot dude over the weekend. He was so hot.
Ooh.
Or he was. Night? Yeah, or yeah. He wasn't. You
he
know?
He was pretty. I was sober. He was pretty.
Dude, you didn't see him.
Yeah, I did. You and Anna went over and talked to him for a while.
No.
Not that one?
No.
Oh, never mind then. I don't know.
We never found him. Misconnections. It wasn't a misconnection, dude. He was running away from me. So, like, I trap him in a booth. Okay, so,
oh man.
So not yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I trap him in a booth. And I'm like, oh, I trapped a hot guy in a booth. I've never done that before. And he's like, a hot girl trapped me in a booth. That's never happened to me before.
Is this a real conversation?
Yeah. Yep. Yep, this actually happened. And then And yeah, one of my wings was looking better than the other wing, and I had too much beverages, and I'm just weird, you guys, okay?
You did look really cute on Friday, though, I'm just saying.
Hey, guys, if you saw me on Friday, I looked really cute. So if you saw me on Saturday, I did not.
Garbage.
Garbage. Radio! All right, so then I get...
My eyes are watering.
Oh, man. I literally don't even know if anyone's listening to us. And it's like, if you guys are, like, thank you. And
we love you.
Come be on my show, man. Just come hang out. So anyway, so I'm like, okay. I get really, like, tongue-tied, and I get really nervous. And, like, I know that I'm, like, good-looking, but I don't feel like it. And then when I get nervous, my dude-ish side kind of comes out, and I get, like... and it get like really weird. And so like, yeah, one of my wings was like looking better than the other. And I like flat out like was like, hey, look at my left side. And he was like, what? I was like, this side. Just look at this side of my face. Let's sit here and talk, but I'm just going to look this way, okay? But don't think it's weird. It's just my makeup looks really good over here.
And did he get... He was trapped in the booth, so he couldn't get up and walk away.
Yeah, he was trapped in the booth. So I don't... Maybe it was nervous laughter. Bum, bum, bum. You know, my dating life is just a horror film. Yeah. You know, it seemed like he thought it was charming. But he had told us to meet him at the next bar, and I don't think he didn't show up. So missed connections. So that was love light, or that was the love of my life, number 11. Of
because Cash Wise Guy was number 12, right?
Cash Wise Guy was right. Number 12. I'm picking the love of my life, number 10, doesn't love me back. So we'll just keep, but I'm gonna keep him at 10 for sure. Because he's stupendous.
Stupendous.
And he deserves the number 10 spot.
Yeah.
Who's love of my life number one?
Yeah, who? The Hansons? 1, 2, and 3?
Yeah. Because, like, and again, it's all this week. You know what I mean? My mom did text me, though, and say that Grandma and her and my aunt are listening. So.
Aw. Hi, Mom. Hi, Grandma. Hi, Aunt. Which aunt?
Christine.
Christine.
What's up, girl?
Oh, I haven't seen her in so long.
How you living? You guys, I, like, haven't played, like, any music. I don't have to, but I just realized that, like, oh, Mom says hello. Aww. Like, so formal. Thanks. Thanks, Mom.
I miss your mom.
Yeah. You know, I miss her, too. I do. One thing I don't miss, being hungover.
Yeah.
I'm so hungover today.
Really?
Yeah, and also, can I just say, fast food places out there, can you guys stop judging me when I order a plethora of food? Because this is where it's at right now.
So I'm like,
okay, I'm going to have the Gordita Crunch. And they're like, okay, anything else? And I'm like, yeah, Nacho Supreme. I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, soft potato, spicy taco.
And make the Gordita Crunch a meal with the two extra tacos.
And then this literally happened to me. So I said I wanted the spicy potato taco thing. And they go, okay, instead of the Nacho Supreme? And I was like, no, along with the other two items I ordered.
Oh,
I'm not,
man.
No, it got worse because I kept going. And then I was like, and then can I get the mini chicken, the mini shredded chicken quesadilla? Okay, instead of the spicy soft taco? And I was like,
no, bro.
No.
I want it all.
I want this.
And then I want it all.
And I was like, this is.
I want it all.
Like, just, right? Like, just feed me. And it's like, I don't always eat all of it, but I just want. I've literally sat in the car before for like 20 minutes. Like, eating Taco Bell, but not actually eating it. I, like, take a bite out of, like, one bite out of the 14 items.
I know. It's like, bite, send a text in. Bite, scroll through Facebook. Like.
But it's like, because I wanted the Gordita Crunch and the soft potato taco and, you know, everything else I ordered. But I didn't want to eat all of it because I'm going to get full. So I just go really fast and I just take a bite out of each item and, like, set it back on my seat. And then just, like, I, like, rotate until I'm, like, too full.
You're not one of those eaters that has to eat, like, all of one thing at a time before you move on to the next?
No!
Or, like, one of those people that, like, can't let things touch on their plate.
Oh, I'm that person.
I hate those people.
I'm that person, definitely.
Oh, no. I like everything smushed together.
Oh, gross.
The best thing in the world is those KFC famous bowls, like, gross. Mashed potatoes, gravy, corn, chicken, all of it, like, all mixed together.
No, gross.
No, you're crazy.
You're garbage. I'm garbage. So yeah, just shout out to fast food places. I love you guys. I love you and I want to keep going out and seeing you. You know, cause my relationship with fast food places is the most stable relationship I have right now.
Hey now.
That's my boyfriend. Okay.
Oh, I get it. Supplementing.
Yeah. And so, please just stop judging me. Cause without you, I don't know what I would do. on a hangover day. So yeah, right. So I figured this is a good time for you guys to listen to the song that I wrote. All right. So I wrote this song the other day in the gas station. And it's like going to be a little weird because it's a cappella. Is it a cappella? Can you maybe do some stuff? sure. I don't know. I'll just try and sing it. Yeah. I don't know. I'll try and sing it. Ready?
Ready.
I didn't know what I wanted. I didn't know what I needed. So I looked and I looked and I searched. Then I made a phone call. They didn't answer. So I went up to a man with a name tag and I said, Gary, where is the horseradish? I called my mom and hoped she'd answer, but she doesn't work here. I know that she doesn't even live here, but she know what aisle it would be in. So Gary, can you help me find the horseradish? Because my mom didn't answer, and I'm not very good at adulting, you see. So Gary.
Oh man.
Garbage.
Gary's the MVP of the week, man.
Oh, then
Did you end up finding the horseradish?
Yeah, because I really did. I really did call my mom and she didn't answer. I really did go ask someone.
I know, but did you really find it though?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. And then I ate the same thing 3 nights in a row. I had steak with peppers and horseradish.
Ooh, you cook even? You know, you could put that on your resume.
Oh, snap, girl. So, yeah, what would be on my resume would be, hi, I'm Katie. I like to talk on the radio and...
drink Jameson.
I like Jameson. And when I'm hungover, things are weird. They get weird. My skills include... cooking for one, not doing the dishes for 3 days after.
Well, you don't cook for one because you had leftovers for 3 days.
No. No, I literally cook 3 days in a row the same thing.
Oh.
Because I don't know how to cook.
I mean, you clearly know how to cook.
No, I like learn like something and then I cook that this like straight for like so many days.
Your mom just texted me, by the way.
Oh, gosh.
She was like, it's a true story.
Dude, it is. So, yeah. So, Mom, I wrote a song about it. Yeah. Well, because I'm, like, the worst person in the grocery store, too. I don't know. I get, like, kind of, like, really hyped when I'm at the grocery store and, like, by myself and stuff. And I talk to myself a lot. And I talk to myself out loud.
I do, too.
And I was like, okay. So, I was, like, getting coffee creamer, for instance. And I was like, I, like, saw, ooh, French vanilla. Yeah, I haven't had French vanilla in forever. And French vanilla is super basic. Like, why don't I just go ahead and just grab some French vanilla? And then I go to grab the French vanilla, and I see it's sugar-free. And I just shout. And it was vulgar, by the way, but I'm editing it for radio. And I was like, sugar-free? Ugh!
Curse word.
Sugar-free? Curse word! Curse word, curse word! Oh! And that's me. That's me. Grocery shopping. So
I love grocery shopping. Well, but I talk to myself too.
I don't love grocery shopping. You can do all my grocery shopping for me.
I will.
I need my mom to just move back here and just like help me out with stuff because I'm so...
She just texted me LMAO. She can't shop.
I can't, dude. I can't. And I'm totally fine with it. You know, that'll be on my resume. Can't shop but looking to learn.
Right. You grocery shop, I'll attempt to cook.
Mm-hmm. I'm willing to learn. I'm cool with that. So anyways, yeah, we definitely didn't play like 90% of the music that I was going to. I'm totally cool with that. It was just fun, you know, today. So thanks for listening. We had a last minute show and stuff, last minute guest. So everyone give it up for Allie.
Hey. Yeah.
it's the orange show after me. And my show is called Live at 27. I am here Mondays, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central. Real quick shout out to Tammy in California and Damien in Australia. Thank you guys for listening to me and taking time out of your day to do so. Especially Damien, because you literally live in the future. And that's really cool. So, yeah, I'm here every Monday. My show is different all the time. Last week I had a musical guest. We've experienced Allie and I in the studio 2 weeks now, and I love that. I think we've been having a great time. Next week, I'll be having Tony the Butcher on, and we'll go ahead and we'll listen to some of his music and talk to him about, you know, whatever we talk about nowadays. I don't know. What does everyone talk about? Well, obviously, just we talk about dating and horseradish and resumes. Let's find out what Tony the Butcher's resume is going to be.
Oh, Lord.
Bum, bum, bum. But yeah, so as always, I'm going to leave you with the Feel Something song of the week. And this song, I heard it pretty recently, and I feel terrible for only hearing it recently because it's a really old song. But it's actually The Ballad by, I think it's pronounced Millencolin. Millencolin? Millencolin? Colin. It's definitely not that. But yeah, so go ahead, take a listen to this song. It's a really great song, and we'll be back. I will. Anyways, I'll be back next Monday at 8 p.m. So thank you guys for listening. Allie, say bye to our guests.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. This was Radio. Radio.
Live at 27.
Radio.
Free Fargo, KRFF, LP 95.9 FM, Moorhead, Fargo.